Chapter 45. Moreover, when you shall divide by lot the land for inheritance, you shall offer an offering to the Lord, a holy portion of the land. The length shall be the length of 8 1/8 miles, and the breadth shall be 6.5 miles. It shall be holy in all its border all around. Of this there shall be for the holy place 861 feet 3 inches in length by 861 feet 3 inches in breadth, square all around, and 86 feet 2 inches for its suburbs all around. Of this measure you shall measure a length of 25,000, and a breadth of 10,000, and in it shall be the sanctuary, which is most holy. It is a holy portion of the land. It shall be for the priests, the ministers of the sanctuary, who come near to minister to the Lord, and it shall be a place for their houses, and a holy place for the sanctuary. 8 1/8 miles in length, and 3 1/4 miles in breadth, shall be to the Levites, the ministers of the house. It will be their possession for cities to live in. You shall appoint the possession of the city 1 2/3 miles broad, and 8 1/8 miles long, side by side with the offering of the holy portion. It shall be for the whole house of Israel. Whatever is for the prince shall be on the one side and on the other side of the holy offering and of the possession of the city, in front of the holy offering and in front of the possession of the city, on the west side westward, and on the east side eastward, and in length answerable to one of the portions, from the west border to the east border. In the land it shall be to him for a possession in Israel, and my princes shall no more oppress my people, but they shall give the land to the house of Israel according to their tribes. Thus says the Lord God, let it suffice you, princes of Israel, remove violence and spoil, and execute justice and righteousness, dispossessing my people, says the Lord God. You shall have just balances, and a just ephah, and a just bath. The ephah and the bath shall be of one measure, that the bath may contain the tenth part of a homer, and the ephah the tenth part of a homer. Its measure shall be after the homer. The shekel shall be 20 gerahs. 20 shekels plus 25 shekels plus 15 shekels shall be your mina. This is the offering that you shall offer, the sixth part of an ephah from a homer of wheat, and you shall give the sixth part of an ephah from a homer of barley, and the set portion of oil, of the bath of oil, the tenth part of a bath out of the core, which is 10 baths, even a homer. For 10 baths are a homer, and 1 lamb of the flock, out of 200, from the well-watered pastures of Israel for a meal offering, and for a burnt offering, and for peace offerings, to make atonement for them, says the Lord God. All the people of the land shall give to this offering for the prince in Israel. It shall be the prince's part to give the burnt offerings, and the meal offerings, and the drink offerings, in the feasts, and on the new moons, and on the Sabbaths, in all the appointed feasts of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering, and the meal offering, and the burnt offering, and the peace offerings, to make atonement for the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, in the first month, in the first day of the month, you shall take a young bull without blemish, and you shall cleanse the sanctuary. The priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering, and put it on the doorposts of the house, and on the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and on the posts of the gate of the inner court. So you shall do on the seventh day of the month for everyone who errs, and for him who is simple, so you shall make atonement for the house. In the first month, in the 14th day of the month, you shall have the Passover, a feast of 7 days. Unleavened bread shall be eaten. On that day shall the prince prepare for himself and for all the people of the land a bull for a sin offering. The 7 days of the feast he shall prepare a burnt offering to the Lord, 7 bulls and 7 rams without blemish daily the 7 days, and a male goat daily for a sin offering. He shall prepare a meal offering, an ephah for a bull, and an ephah for a ram, and a hin of oil to an ephah. In the 7th month, in the 15th day of the month, in the feast, shall he do the like the 7 days, according to the sin offering, according to the burnt offering, and according to the meal offering, and according to the oil.